Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of the crowns, we were talking about the crown we receive for separating sins from our lives. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This crown incorruptible looks at things that we separate from our lives. For an example, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, but fornication, and by the way, fornication is sexual sin of any kind, whether it's adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, pornography, what have you. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now, what he is saying there is don't be tolerant as a church with these sins. Now, remember Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 felt they were being very tolerant. They thought that they were acting in love. They thought that look at us, we have liberty and we're dealing in grace. And the Holy Spirit through the pen of Paul rebuked that church for tolerating the fornication that was going on. So he says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. So again, here's some things that he says should be separated from our lives. And of course, I think most of us that are listening, you'd say, oh yeah, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting. And that jesting speaks of joking with sexual innuendo or trying to be just dirty with it, okay? And I think that's as nice as I can say it. We also read in Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence or evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Now, he says some of these things used to be part of your life. And he's saying, mortify it. The word mortify means put it to death. Another passage that shows how we are to be separate in this life is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. It says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, just think about that. There is a verse with only six words in it, and it's so full. Let me just dwell on 1 Thessalonians 5, 22 for just a moment. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The verse is a present imperative in the Greek, which is a command to do something and to continue to do it. When it's used with the negative, it has the idea of stopping an action that has been taking place and don't allow it to happen again. Have you ever had a parent when you were growing up say, you better stop that? And if it ever happens again, you're going to have to die to get better. Well, that's the idea of an imperative command in the Scripture. Now, he says here, abstain. That means to hold back, to keep off, to prevent, to hold oneself off. And in that it's a present imperative, the command is then giving the Christian personal responsibility in the matter. Here, it is a command to abstain, not to do a certain thing or things, and if it has been going on, don't allow it to happen again. And then the next two words, from all. That is one Greek word which has the idea of in every and in any way. By all means, abstain from all. This means to do all in your power to continually to keep from and in no way associate with the appearance. The word appearance is the next word, and the appearance has to do with external appearance. Form, figure, shape, likeness unto, pattern after. And we're not to have an appearance, a pattern after, a likeness unto, a form, a figure, a shape of after any or every kind of evil. This is something that would have a fleshly association or a sinful condition or a connotation associated with it. Alcohol, immodest dress, the local bar, rock music, the theater, homosexuality. The imperative command is that by all means have no likeness, have no emulation, association with any of these things. We are to be separate from any and everything that has an association of evil. And the word evil is defined as evil in a moral or a spiritual sense. It can be wicked, malicious, and mischievous. It is wicked, evil, bad. Now, if the evil associated with it is an immoral thing, an immoral act, or a lifestyle, or it is associated with spiritual things that are not of God's Word, for example, the Harry Potter books, it is then an appearance that a Christian should abstain from and show no association by trying to spiritualize it in a good way, as Israel in Ezekiel chapter 8 shows the temple worship continuing, yet there are idols and other wrong practices going on. My friend, do not spiritualize acts of the flesh simply because it makes us feel good emotionally. Now we have one other verse which shows things from which you and I as Christians are to be separate, and that's in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. There it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, that is what we feel, living life on your feelings, and the lust of the eyes, what your sight sees and desires, and the pride of life, our pride, what builds my self-esteem. Isn't it interesting that today many churches are talking about building the self-esteem of someone? But when we go to the Word of God, John says he must increase. That is, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, it says to humble yourselves, to be subject one to another. Or even as the Apostle Paul called himself, the chief of sinners. And so, he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, my friend, you'll notice again there, if you have the love of the world in your heart, the love of the Father is not in you. God says it's not there. My friend, it's simply not there. So these are things that we separate from, the world, the flesh, the pride, and on down the line, these various lists of sins that we've just read. But this also looks to things that we are to add to our daily exercise as we run the race, because we're running to win the race. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, it says, "And besides all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, add to the body of doctrine." You see, what you live should be based on the Word of God. Now, all of God's Word is doctrine. It's what God's Word teaches is right. And so add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Now, these are things that you are to add to your life as a Christian. Now, realize that Satan will try to attack these things. He will show you the allurements of the world. He will show you other Christians who are doing those things. The devil will also allow you to hear the mocking of those who have standards. The devil lets you hear people mock, even religious people mock Christians who have good, godly Bible standards. As a matter of fact, you'll hear the person with a good Bible standard often called a legalist. Now, my Christian friend, if you've never been called a legalist, you're probably not a good Christian. And so they have a tendency today to call people legalists when they have standards of separation from the world for which the Lord promises a crown. And when people do this, when people mock those with standards, and they do it under the guise of liberty and grace, they actually think they are doing God's service. There are actually people that speak on radio broadcasts that actually think they're doing God's service by saying they're going to attack the legalist. Now, a legalist is somebody that believes that you must keep the law in order to get saved or to stay saved. Well, my friend, we don't teach that. We don't preach that, but we do preach separateness from the world. That's not legalism. That is Bible. Now, notice how Jesus ties in the Beatitudes with this. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, he says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." People give a lot of different definitions for righteousness. However, if the Bible gives a definition for righteousness, that is the definition for righteousness. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, it says, "This shall be our righteousness to obey the commandments of the Lord." So, righteousness is obedience to the Word of God. Living it. Doing it. In Matthew 5:8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, you can't be pure in heart if you're living a worldly life. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.